Please close your eyes. Relax your body. Relax your mind. And focus on your breath. Bring all your awareness now to all your inhalation and exhalation. And notice how you feel more and more relaxed as you breathe in and out, gently and deeply. Now gently bring your focus to your heart. And imagine your heart is like a lotus flower, opening its petals one by one as you breathe in and out deeply. As the petals open up one by one, you see a spark of bright light in the middle of the lotus flower. Notice now with each breath you take, this spark of bright light grows brighter and bigger and bigger, bathed in the beauty of the beautiful glow, and feel the energy of love and peace resonate throughout your whole being at the deepest level. And allow the light of love and peace become so strong that your entire being resonates in its deepest level and also dissolve. Let love saturate every pore of your body right now. And in the middle of this bright light, see an image of our Mother Earth with all her inhabitants, the human, the animals, the trees, the plants, and hold Gaia and her inhabitants in the energy of complete peace, bliss, love, and compassion. All is well, and so it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's an interesting process, channeling. One that my partner didn't understand when he began, and now he does. He steps aside, and the secret of this, as well as those who heal and read, is the same. Is that the human being can remove themselves and all of their filters for just a moment and let the words come in. The words from the concepts that they feel from the other side of the veil brought to them often through the pineal. Dear ones, there's an adjustment period of time. There always is. Or the human brain of those listening and sitting in front of me, at some level they have to figure out what's going on. Some don't believe it is real, some believe it is real, but they don't believe it's from the other side. They say it is from the human's higher self perspective. What have your teachers told you this is? I want you to think about what your teachers have told you this is, and then I want you, in all fairness, to put it aside for a moment. There are some beliefs that say that humans by themselves cannot touch anything on the other side of the veil. There must be perhaps teacher of some kind, of some elevation, to do that for you. Some believe it has to be done in a group instead of individually. I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask others. Why do you limit the love of God? Spirit sees you as family, and there's nothing more sacred. Within family, there is preciousness, there is love, there is caring, responsibility. You already know you're different. You do not represent that which has been evolved from the animals. Your DNA itself has been changed so that you can walk through this test, if you want to call it that. The experience of humanism, life after life, creates the opportunity for growth and wisdom and advancement. And that's why it exists. Dear ones, how do you feel about your family? And if you have a child, and many of you do, and you watch it grow and learn things, and you're so pleased, you can hardly wait to tell your neighbors and your friends the latest good thing that your child did. And let me ask you this, Mom, Dad, do you make your child go through somebody else to talk to you? Are you that important that you would remove yourself that far from your children? Perhaps you make them write a letter and deliver it to you through somebody who has a special costume in the other room. Then you can read it and deliver it back through somebody who has another kind of a costume to them. Sounds funny, doesn't it? But that's what often humans do. They do not see God in them. They see it apart from them. And so they go through a process or a procedure to get to God. Dear ones, I would like to tell you the truth. We are with you all the time. When you sit to meditate, are you aware? We have been with you all day long. Some of you may meditate and start by asking for things that you need. We know what you need. Some of you think of God as a good friend that you have to describe what has happened during the day. We were there during the day. Like you would be for your children. Except the dear ones, you are not our children. You are our equals. You are our family. And when you're not here, you're with us. You are us. The veil that exists between us is on purpose. It was placed there so that you had to have free choice to look. And through that free choice, a system is set up where you learn with that free choice, without a bias from us. And this is the what we'd call the system of earth, that by yourself you would discover God within. And God is within. All that lives and breathes is part of the system, all of it. Even the very dirt of the earth and that which you walk upon is sacred. Some of it has consciousness you're not aware of, but all of it knows about you. Dear ones, you are that which is elevated on the planet. There is nothing that is elevated further than you. That is the free choice, to find God inside and change the planet. Now in the process, you're going to change you. Some of you believe you are workers of the light. We use the metaphor of the lighthouse all the time. And it's a beautiful, beautiful metaphor. And what I want to tell you is that those who work in the light eventually become light. Those who live in the lighthouse eventually become the lighthouse. This is the system of the planet. It integrates within itself. There is a cycle of beauty. We have said before, there is no such thing as death, just the cycle of life. We have said to you, there are no goodbyes, for the cycle has you continue. What are you going to do with this information right there in the chair where you sit? Here's what we ask. Believe it. You're not going to be able to change anything around you until you believe this. Is it possible that you're more than you've been told? Is it possible that your energy alone can change the things around you? And the answer is yes. Is it possible that inside you is an energy that can literally stand above yourself and maybe see things around you? And the answer is yes. Is it possible that your DNA is starting to enhance itself and become more aware of who you are? And the answer is yes. And all this belongs to a certain kind of human, a human called an old soul. Now, the next channel we give, we're going to start itemizing what is an old soul. How do you know you're an old soul? For even that is a mystery to some of you. And you wonder, is this me? Is he talking about me? I want to discuss even why you would ask that question. The old soul is one who's been here before many times, and their Akash carries with it an enormous amount of information and wisdom and lifetimes of talents, both genders, and the beauty of the knowledge that you have. Now, before we say goodbye, only for a moment, I want you to realize the energy in the room. It's sacred. It's been prepared carefully for you. It's patterned. Now, we're going to use that word a lot in the future. For the human can pattern energy wherever they go. And the pattern of the energy that they make is the pattern of the beauty of the family. So that when you sit together, there are no distractions. Only love. And it's the love of the earth for you. It's the love of God for you. It is the love of spirit for all you are. How can we say this more succinctly and easier than this? We know who you are. We know your names and what has happened to you. All of the things that you think are mysteries in your life at the moment are an open book to God. And because of this, we also have the solutions on the next page. Anyone who listens to this should know this. The solutions have already been done. If you'll just turn the page, you'll see it. And that is the beauty of what we teach, that humans are enabled to do things that perhaps your teachers didn't tell you about or didn't know about, or they existed in an age where it was not possible. And now it is. All of it. So until the next channel, we say we know, dear ones, where we are, who is here, and what is going to be next for you. And so it is.